and a new bowl agreement between the SEC and Big 12. We'll tell you more about that coming up later in sports.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Let's see how that works out. You know, every once in a while, you just want more information. Okay. I can only, and I guess we'll have to. Actually, why don't you run over to KXAN TV's website and see if maybe you can find a script on this that would tell us a little more. It simply says here, in Texas, a brawl involving 17 strippers broke out. Now, you see,
yikes!
I mean, I just want to know what they were fighting about. I mean, somebody steals somebody else's pasties, you know. Anyway.
I'd probably laugh, except I don't know what that is.
Okay. Well, sorry. Well, we'll tell you off the air. So now, are you over there at KXAN?
Yeah, I'm looking. Right. Hey, they have a crime blog. So.
Okay. The fight between the ladies began in the dressing room at Hot Bodies in Austin. Ring a bell?
No.
Okay. Well, I mean, you're from around that part of the world.
You think Kevin goes to those places?
Just no.
Scott.
Just thought he might have heard stories about people who did or things that went on there.
No, I mean,
I personally didn't know they had dressing rooms.
Well, that's a good point.
Club.
Yeah, well, it's a cover room. Yeah, I guess we'd say that.
I'm still looking. I'm not seeing it yet.
Oh, that's the... All right, because I was looking to see... Let's see. If we were to Google Hot Bodies in Austin... Oh, there it is on Felter Lane.
On where?
Felter. I don't know where that is.
I don't either.
Well, anyway. Well, all I can say is, you know, the fact that they had 17 of them there says something, doesn't it? Was there a convention in town that we didn't know about?
Maybe they're all related.
Could.
Over there's that big white building right there in the middle of it.
Okay. Anyway, we'll have a look and see if we can find out what the fight was about.
I'm still looking. We got a
lot of info.
Because that's what we're about is info. Yeah, see how that works.
Trying to keep the ignorant masses informed.
Well, I don't know. It's just anything that would cause 17 ladies to decide that they wanted to get into an argument with
one
another.
Maybe they were upset about the election.
Well, I'm going to guess that probably was not, but, you know, never know.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One. When people are replacing carpets, that's really easy to do.
That's right. We take care of everything. We do all of the service side of it as well. We can come into your home, move your furniture, take out the old carpet, clean, and even disinfect your floor under the carpet before we put in the new carpet.
Now, why do you do that? I've never heard of anyone doing that, but you have some different guarantees here at Carpet One.
That's right. We have a great product that we spray down before we install the new carpet, kill any odors or bacteria, things like that that might be. A lot of people these days are concerned about the health of the home. These products really do a great job at making sure your home is as safe and healthy as it can be.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
Beautiful. Hey, there you go. 616, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'm still looking, but I got to tell you who owns it.
Okay.
Ephetherios Lefty.
Yeah.
Cardam Megadegos.
Them too. That's why they call him Lefty.
Lefty Brown.
Yeah, that's him. All right, 616. Nothing unusual today as far as, you know, I think it was chocolate-covered almonds day, but again, I'm not sure that's a real biggie. I don't know if there are people clamoring for chocolate-covered almonds.
I wish we had some chocolate-covered almonds.
What are Jordan almonds about? I mean, where
they're candied.
Yeah, I know, but why'd you ever come up with that?
For weddings.
That's a lot of... Oh, is that it?
Okay. Yeah, they always serve those at weddings.
Okay. I just thought that was a lot of trouble.
Oh, it seems like it.
I like them.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Sure, it's certainly expensive.
Yeah, that's... Well, again, yeah. Here we go.
You ready?
Yep.
Birthdays. Yunjin Kim, 39 years old.
Of course.
She played Sun in Lost.
Yeah.
Morgan Spurlock.
Oh, yeah.
Remember him?
Uh-huh.
Super Size Me.
Yep.
He's 42.
Mm-hmm.
David Guetta, who has a couple hits on the charts right now, is 45. Mm-hmm. Christopher Knight is 55 from the Brady Bunch.
Uh-huh.
And his crazy wife, I think ex-wife now.
Okay.
Adrian Curry. King Kong Bundy.
Oh, yeah.
The Wrestler.
Uh-huh.
55. Joni Mitchell, 69.
Good.
Johnny Rivers is 70.
Been here. I like him.
I do, too.
I like him because he's shorter than I am.
Really?
He's a little guy.
See, you need the three. You need to get with Peter Frampton.
Yeah,
and you guys could do like the little person tour.
Yeah. After when he stood up and went, "Ooh, I want a picture with this guy." This is all right. Yeah, I like that. But anyway, yeah.
And Billy Graham is 94.
Oh my. Judy Tenuta. Gosh, I hate to say Judy Tenuta after Billy Graham. There's so many reasons.
The lady that did Homecoming Queen's Got a Gun.
Yeah, I guess that'd be the one. Anyway, she's 56 and a year older than King Kong Bundy. Wow. Like to watch them get in the ring together.
Who'd have thunk it?
Yeah, really.
I know this is a radio.